From the First Midwest Bank Studio on State Street, this is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Barstool Big Cat with Waddle and Sylvie.
We got to do it more. We got to do, I went away from it being like, hey, we should do this more often.
Be here Tuesdays at 4.
If we did that as a fake name, people would be like, dude, that's too far.
Barstool Big Cat.
Packing a car with two little kids and like doing the Tetris move to get the whole car full. I've never felt, I earned my dad pinstripes.
Barstool Big Cat on ESPN 1000.
That's right, every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, our buddy Barstool Big Cat joins the show. He's brought to you by our friends and partners at 3Chi, the leader in hemp-derived Delta 8 products. Use promo code ESPN21, and you'll get 5% off your order at 3CHI.com. That's 3Chi.com. And also brought to you by our great friends and partners at the Curcio Law Offices. They're going to care about you, and they're going to win you your case. Check them out today. All right, Big Cat, there's so much going on. What are you most hot about today?
I mean, you know what I'm most hot about. The fact that they didn't flex out week 14, why? Why are they torturing us?
Because they're a draw. Isn't that the game with the Packers?
Yes, it's the game.
Yeah,
with the
of
Packers.
Course. So
Sunday Night Football at Lambeau. I've been Googling flex rules on the NFL for the last week, hoping that they would flex us out. They have not flexed us out. Aaron Rodgers is going to shove it down our throats yet again on national television. I am dreading it. I was dying for that game to be at noon.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that maybe what's best for this team in the long run? Another one of those bad games, like when they met after Trestman lost with the 50 burger getting put up. If you want change, and you want change from the top on down, if they smack us on national TV, isn't that a good thing in the big picture?
Well, I agree with that, but I'm under the assumption that Matt Nagy will get fired, so I guess maybe that's the incorrect assumption. Maybe I shouldn't be counting my chickens before they're hatched, but I don't want to do another nationally televised Sunday night game, nothing else to watch. The whole world's watching. The Bears get smoked by Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to do it. It's torture. We live in the Saw movie or
aren't
whatever.
Aren't you numb to it at this point? Like it doesn't even. I'm shocked that it bothers you or the potential for it bothers you after the number of Saw movies you've been a part of.
Because you have to understand, I'm not a very intelligent guy. Of course, next week I'm going to talk myself into the Bears possibly winning that game.
Yes.
And then we just go right back down there. Like, I actually had the thought today. I was like, you know, the Bears might be able to do something here. Like, maybe we make the playoffs. I don't know. Obviously, we're not going to. But those thoughts creep in your head from time to time. I also should say, Redline Radio, I did the preview, the season preview. I was alerted to this after Thanksgiving Day. I actually am a perfect 11-0 when we did the preview of the Bears season. I picked wins and losses. I'm 11-0 right now.
So they're exactly who you thought they'd be.
Wait, you thought they'd be four? You thought they'd be 4-7? Really?
And I picked every single game correctly. I'm saying every single game. We went down the list, like Bengals win. Like I did the whole thing. I have us beating the Cardinals though on Sunday, so I have to at least puff my chest out right now because I think it's probably going to come to an end Sunday.
What do you have them at the end of the year? If we can ask, what was your prediction for their year-end record?
I think it was 7 wins. So, and I don't see us getting 3 more wins out of this last stretch here. So, I think the like I said, I have to go shout it from the mountaintops that I went 11-0 because I know it's probably going to come crashing down on Sunday.
See, I'm of the notion, and I know you'll then probably enjoy it, but I'm just of the notion if they suck, I want them to suck for the world to see. I don't want it just to be a Chicago problem. And then after the Sunday football game, we get Monday Night Football against the Vikings.
Yeah.
So the country has gotten a big spoonful of the Bears this year from start of the season to the end of the season. And they're just as nauseous as we are when they get the Bears.
Okay, that's a good point. You're actually right, because I do get the tweets like, how do you watch this?
Yes,
and I'm like,
yes.
Well, what do you want me to say? Like, it's not easy, but you're right. Okay, all right, so that settles that one. In terms of other things I'm hot about, not much. The college football is incredible right now. I love the chaos that's going on.
Has your guy, Coach O, gotten a new gig?
No, but I want him. I have to give credit to PFT, my co-host. He threw out the idea that maybe he is the interim head coach at Notre Dame for the playoff if they make the playoff, and then he takes them to a title.
That would be
good. It would be good.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm rooting. I don't root for Notre Dame, but I'm rooting for them now, because them winning the title after Brian Kelly essentially said to his team and the school, like, we'll never win a title here, it would be so, so delicious. It would be incredible if he has to sit in Baton Rouge and watch Notre Dame have an improbable run where no one even thinks they're going to make the playoff, and then maybe beat Georgia and, like, do all this stuff. It'd be incredible.
It would. And there's, like, I think there's a very good chance they're in this playoff. Because I think Georgia beats Alabama, Michigan beats Iowa, Cincinnati beats Houston. At that point, don't you kick Alabama out and Notre Dame comes in, unless Ohio or Oklahoma State just beats Baylor by 50?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. If Baylor beats Oklahoma State, Notre Dame has a pretty good chance of getting into the playoff. Like, it's not that hard, because I think Georgia will kill Alabama. So it's a weird thing that he walked away from his team with that chance out there. But then again, if you know Brian Kelly and what he's done in his career, like, this is what he does. He did this at Cincinnati to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He did this at Central Michigan to go to Cincinnati. There is no college coaches are egomaniacs. They're crazy. Yeah. And they will tell you one thing one day, and the next day they'll turn around and do the opposite. That's just the game. That's how it's worked.
I read a fact today that I believe there's only been one coach that has, on two occasions, left an 11-win season to go to another college program, and it's Brian Kelly. As you say, Big Cat, it was Cincinnati. They had an 11-win season. He went to Notre Dame, and now with an 11-win Notre Dame season, he's going to LSU.
Yes, exactly. You're right. It was they were 12-0 going to the Sugar Bowl to play Florida, and he had an end-of-the-year banquet to congratulate the players. He showed up, and he said, I'm going to Notre Dame. And then this year, they got 11 wins. And he's like, hey, guys, see you later. Here's a text message. Meet me at 7 a.m., and I'll give you 2 minutes of my time, and I'm down to Baton Rouge.
I was watching some of the Jack Swarbrick press conference, the AD of Notre Dame. I thought, Big Cat, there was a part of him that seemed happy. Like, the old 10-year rule, like you mentioned, 12 years there, that he may be excited for a new opportunity for a new coach. Did you get that feeling at all?
I get a little bit, and, you know, this is not a knock. Like, Brian Kelly he's not great at exits. He's not exactly a personable guy.
Right.
But you can't say he's not a great head coach. Like, he, winning as head coach at Notre Dame, he's going to be the best LSU coach that they've had since Saban. Like, he is a great head coach. But I agree with you, and I think Notre Dame's a weird place, because there's always the push-pull. They're never going to compete at the same level as Alabama or LSU or Clemson or Georgia when it comes to, like, they have different academic requirements. They've loosened a lot of those things up thanks to Brian Kelly, but they are just different than every other school. So I think that a lot of the friction that maybe was happening towards the end of Brian Kelly is he wanted Notre Dame to loosen up even more, and that's hard to do, because Notre Dame's a very proud school with a proud alumni, and they don't change very easily.
That's basically what he said, right? I mean, look, it's still a fantastic job. But what he said to you by his decision was, I can't win a national title here. And they haven't won a national title at Notre Dame since, what, 88? Tony Rice was their quarterback, I think. So,
yeah.
And I think Carmen gave the stats. Every time they've been on a really big stage in a bowl game, it hasn't gone well for them.
Right, and it's not a knock on Notre Dame, because you have to put everything into perspective.
Yes.
Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley just said the same thing to Oklahoma. Oklahoma is considered a prestige blue blood program that has had years and years and years of success. You know, go back to Perry Switzer and even before that. Lincoln Riley said to Oklahoma, I don't think we can get the guys that can get us over the hump here. So it's
in the SEC where they were headed.
Yeah, Right, exactly. The difference, Brian Kelly is not saying that Notre Dame's a bad job. Notre Dame's an incredible job. Notre Dame's a top 10 job. But there's a different, it's being in the top 10 versus being in that top 4 is a totally different ballgame. Being on the level of Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson, like, that's just a different level of guy, of recruiting class, of, like, five-star guys. And at the end of the day, you know it. Like, you can coach them up, but if you don't have the guys, like, that's what we see in the playoff every year. It's like the Georgia and the LSU and the Alabama, they'll play a Notre Dame, and you're like, oh, yeah. Like, there's a little bit of a difference in, like, speed and strength that is noticeable when those two teams go up against each other.
Many people would love to see the Urban Meyer thing. I know you tweeted about that. Like, here it could finally happen. He returns home. But there's a story out there today that says he's not going to leave the NFL. Do you believe that's BS and he'd still be open to going?
Now, so I just said that all coaches are egomaniacs and they'll lie straight to your face. Urban Meyer's the exception. He is always truthful. He always tells the truth. He's a stand-up guy. He's never done anything wrong. So I believe him 100%. No! Urban Meyer's going to do whatever Urban Meyer. He's going to fake that he's got a migraine and a heart attack and then be gone and go to – he probably wanted USC. So
you can't you can't get your grind on at an on-campus bar at Notre Dame. You just can't. Like, that's not allowed.
It's so – but I mean, he probably can. Like,
well, I don't think – not at Notre Dame. You can't get away with that, I don't think.
But he could maybe hop to PJ and go to Columbus for, you know, or Cleveland for a little Saturday, you know, Friday night in the bye week. All these coaches are – They're the kings of their little, like, fiefdom, and they have all the power in the world, and they can do whatever they want. And Urban Meyer is a guy that, like, yeah, you're right. Notre Dame probably is not going to hire him. If he wanted to go back to college right now, there'd be a line around the block for him. And you know what Urban Meyer would do? He'd make it, I don't know, a 80% chance that you'd be competing for a national title within a few years. That's the type of coach he is and the program builder he is. And at the end of the day, all these schools want to win. All these schools want to win very badly, and you see, like, the shift in the amount of money that's getting thrown around and guys jumping from program to program. I love it all. I think it's great, and it's fun to watch from afar.
You've done this before, you know, by playing the games in the video game where you're winning titles at Tennessee and everything. If Barstool Big Cat was a successful football head coach, and you can go anywhere on a college campus in a town, you can have your choice of being the head coach of any program. Which program are you picking?
I actually probably would take LSU. That's the thing. Like, people, and I saw some people saying, like, Notre Dame and LSU are on the same par. They're not. The difference is, and I don't know if you guys have ever been down to LSU, it's something that is totally different than any other experience I've had going to a live sporting event. And LSU is a program that has a state full of really, really, really good football players and no other program in that state. Like, the craziest part about LSU and why Brian Kelly probably was like, I'm going to go to LSU. LSU has, I think it was like 2 or 3 five-star commits, right, that are committed right now. LSU hasn't had a head coach for 2 months. They fired Coach O 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know how unheard of that is? Yeah. That is, like, kids would take any chance to decommit and be like, well, I want to see who I'm going to play for. No. In Louisiana, you play for LSU. It doesn't matter who the coach is.
You don't it goes beyond just saying you can win it. You can win a national title at LSU. They have. The last three coaches have won a national title at LSU.
Right. And look, I love Coach O. He's my guy. Les Miles was, you know, won a national title. I don't think anyone's confusing Coach O and Les Miles for Bill Belichick terms of X's and O's. So it's like, it's not like you can do it and you don't even have to be a great coach. And Brian Kelly is significantly better of a coach than both those guys. So, of course, that's an attractive job. And, yeah, I think that, like, it has to be on the short list of, you know, the top 3 jobs in the country. And it makes sense why he made the jump.
All right, hang in there. I want to ask you if you're pissed at the Cubs that they haven't spent with all these baseball signings. I want to talk about the Bulls as well with you. Some other fun stuff with Barstool Big Cat coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Our conversation with Barstool Big Cat continues. And remember, Would You Rather is coming up. Send us your Would You Rathers via Twitter, WS Would You Rather. Use the hashtag WS Would You Rather. Send them to Black and Abdallah. We'll sort through those coming up here later this hour. Are you going to any of the Bulls games coming up in New York?
When is it? Yes, I am, if I can.
Thursday. It sounds like it's on your radar. It's Thursday against the Knicks, and then they play.
You gotta understand. Living day to day. I'm living minute to minute, hour to hour. I don't.
Why? What's going wrong? Thursday. What's going on? Why are you living minute to minute?
Nothing. Just got a lot on my plate. Got a lot on my plate. But I'm gonna go now because you told me. What is it? Thursday? I'm just gonna show up and hope that that's the day that they're playing.
Without a ticket, you're just going to say, I'm Barstool Big Cat, damn it.
It's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
Brooklyn, and then do they play
Saturday? Yeah, they're playing the Knicks in Brooklyn on Thursday. Yeah. Go to Brooklyn on Thursday.
No. You're wrong again. It's the Knicks on Thursday.
I'm trying to get him to go to the wrong arena.
Oh, come on. What are you doing?
I would have
called Big Cat. He answered the phone and goes, game of the month. Game of the month. Game of the month, Georgia. And I'm like, all right, cool. Go to Brooklyn.
What's the line on that game?
6.5.
That's it?
It's a joke. They're going to kill him.
Yes.
Bama's going to get
6.5? That sounds really low.
Yeah, game of the month.
Game of a lifetime.
I'm going to do game of the year, actually. Two games of the year. That's going to be my second one.
Whoa, breaking news. Big Cat,
breaking
game of
news.
The year.
Game of the year. There it is. I just upgraded it on this show. Game of the year.
How much do they win by?
17.
I was going to say, they don't only want to win. They want to make a statement, don't they? Like Kirby Smart wants to hang a crooked number on them, doesn't he?
Agreed. Yeah, like everyone's saying Georgia doesn't have anything to play for. No. They have a lot to play for. They get embarrassed by Alabama. So they wanna put one on them. It's kind of like Michigan
yeah,
revenge.
I was going to say.
That was awesome. And I actually texted your old teammate afterwards congratulating him. He said, it's just great to be a part of a ball club. We got a true ball club. And I was very excited.
He sent me something. It was interesting as well. Like typical, if whatever you could envision what a Coach Harbaugh response on a text would be, that's what it is.
Yeah.
He's a character, isn't he?
Yeah, and I actually was, it was bittersweet because I was happy for him, but I heard there was rumors that maybe Bears for him, and I'd welcome that. Why not?
We were discussing that
conversation.
Yesterday. Because, so do you think it's less likely or more likely now that he's beaten Ohio State that he would leave to go back to the NFL?
I think it's less likely now. I think he's now going to build off of this, and, you know, that was a big, big deal. And look, Michigan has a chance now. Like, it's not out of this world to say they could win the national title. They're going to be favored in the next two games, most likely. And then you got to play Georgia, which is a tall task, but, you know, one game, anything can happen.
What about Ryan Day? Are you on? Do you think it's a pipe dream? Do you think it could be realistic of Ryan Day to the Bears?
Here's the thing. I have played this out in my head because we've been through this many times recently. Whoever the Bears hire, I'm going to convince myself is the greatest hire of all time.
Yeah, of course.
And then in 3 years, because the Bears is rotten to the core, the Bears franchise, not the coach, I will end up hating the coach and wanting him fired, and we'll rinse and repeat for the rest of our lives.
Oh, gosh, please don't say that. I'm so worn out by them. I really am. I mean, I'll never give up on them, but, like, I feel the same way. This is the last time I'm going to give you my heart and my soul.
I know, but Big Cat, did you ever think that you would be on Wrigley Field with the Stanley Cup, with the Blackhawks? No one ever did with Bill Wirtz running the team. Did you ever think that the Cubs would land Theo Epstein and win the World Series in maybe the best game ever in World Series history? Like, did you ever think that Jerry Reinsdorf would finally part ways with Garham Pax, and that you would have a likable Bulls team? I mean, all it takes is the admission that our front office sucks and we have to redo it. And three teams in town did it. Why can't they?
Because what you just described, I love the optimism, but that is all those things had a piece of ownership change involved, correct? And we already know if the McCaskies keep it, we already know what the future is. It's George. He's been running it. Like, what's going to change there? You know what I mean? So I love the optimism, but there's bigger pieces that need to be shuffled around before that feels like it's going to be like a big step forward.
Now, the Wurtzes didn't change ownership. The old man just died, and then someone new took over.
Right.
Had a new direction.
And similar to Jerry and Michael now, like Michael seems to be running a little bit more, right?
Yes.
So like it's Virginia is God bless, going to hopefully live forever, but like George is running it. So we already know what kind of the future looks like, and I don't have a ton of optimism in that respect.
If Aaron Rodgers walked into your studios, would you intentionally step on his toe?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'd grab a baseball bat. No, I'd probably be like, I've said some really mean things about you, and I meant them all. And then cower, because he would, I don't know, he probably could beat me up, right?
We talked to Cuddy last Wednesday? And was that when we talked? We asked him about, he said he would cut off a couple of his toes.
Yeah, he said toes and a finger, right?
Yeah, I think to play in a Super Bowl. If he had to, he'd cut off, he called it his ring toe. Not only his pinky toe, but the next toe over, which he called his ring toe. He said he'd cut off both of those on both feet and a pinky finger on his left hand if it meant he could play in the Super Bowl. That's your guy there.
That is my guy.
Yeah.
I would cut off a toe, what did we say last year, for Patrick Mahomes? Easily.
Yes.
Easily.
And wear it around your neck and a necklace, right? Didn't you say that? You put it in a necklace?
Yeah. Put it in a necklace and I'd be walking up and down Radio Road when the Bears are in the Super Bowl. It'd be incredible.
Are you kidding me? People would walk up and want to kiss it.
Yeah.
Like it was. People would try to kiss.
Oh, my God.
Kissing the ring, people would want to kiss the toe.
At Soldier Field. It was incredible.
It is, though, like, Waddle, you're right. Like, it's just, it's tiring. You know what I mean? Like, it's tiring. Even on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, like, that was a game. It's nice to beat the Lions because you can point to them and be like, hey, at least we're not those guys. But it was very hard to beat the Lions.
They tax your emotions. If you're really invested, they really do. They tax your emotions throughout the course of the entire week. Like the week started with, he's gone. They've told him he's gone and then George talks to the team on Wednesday. He's not gone. This is an erroneous story. To then yesterday, there were people asking, hey, could they make a run? Are they in the hunt? You saw the graphic. I know you were being a goof about it as well.
In the hunt, baby.
Now is Nagy's got a chance to stay. Like the whiplash is just, it's horrible.
It's crazy, and what would be the thing that would make the most sense, knowing the Bears and what they do to us every year? They'll find a way to win an improbable game on Sunday against the Cardinals, and we'll all sit here and be like, next week, hey, that was a big win. And then we'll go to Lambeau and get blasted.
Well, if they only would have hung on against the Ravens, if they only just would have hung on against the Steelers
the
game. Yeah, the refs got us.
But you know what we were talking about yesterday is, sometimes it's just you're past the point of being exhausted watching Aaron Rodgers because even though he lied to us, even though people are pissed about his vaccine situation, even though like Packer fans turned on him in the summer, none of it bothers him. And all he does is just sling it and there's nothing anybody else can do about it. We all
it's
have
so
to wear
true.
It. Yeah.
It's so true. I feel like he is one of those guys. And you know what? Like, I'm going to say something nice about him. I really, really despise him. But he's, in terms of, like, athletes, he has that edge to him where he plays better when everyone is against him.
Yes.
And whether it's real or perceived, you know, Michael Jordan would make up things in his head to get that edge. There's something special about those type of guys who are like, I'm going to basically pretend that the whole world's against me, and then I'm going to beat you even more. That was my car beeping because someone got too close to my car. You know, you get too close to the Mercedes and it starts beeping, like, hey, back up.
The big cat mobile.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Right.
Love it.
Get out of here.
All right,
by the way, our buddy Kyle Long has been activated on the big roster by the Chiefs.
Really?
So maybe everyone reach out to Kyle and say, hey.
I saw that, but did you see in the tweet there was also some heartbreaking news? It was Kyle Long activated, Kevin White waived by the Saints.
Oh, no, Kevin White.
Hand me a tissue.
I was shocked when I heard that Kevin White was still in the league. Kudos to him.
He caught a ball this year.
I know.
He caught a ball. One of the worst I've ever felt is when I have a highlight tape that I've put out of Kevin White, and it's just him catching the same ball over and over in a preseason game.
That's awful.
And he, like, quote tweeted it and was in love, like, thanks for the support. And I was like, uh-oh, that's not good.
Big Cat, great stuff as always. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Love you guys.
There you go. Barstool Big Cat. Every Tuesday, 4 o'clock. Great stuff. 312-332-3776. Get in your Would You Rathers. Hashtag it WS Would You Rather. Last call for those. Send them to Black and Abdallah right now. There's a lot to go over with baseball. And well, I would like to have a long-form conversation, too, about the college football situation and the Notre Dame job, too. 5:15, we're going to have Jeff Passan to give you all the info on baseball. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey Keith.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Stick and Bird. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
That's right. Would you rather? Tuesdays, 4:30. Brought to you by our great friends and partners at Grand and Western Liquors, located there at the corner of
Grand and Western.
You know, that makes the best holiday gift. Make no mistake about it. You want to give a gift to somebody who you know does drink. Buying them a bottle of their favorite stuff, there's nothing better than that. You always
straight cash. You can give me some cash instead.
Cash is good. Thank you. Someone's got the app right outside. And you go, you buy someone their favorite bottle of wine, you buy them their favorite bottle of bourbon, vodka, whatever you think.
What's your favorite bottle of wine these days?
It's probably still Flowers Pinot Noir or Costa Brown Pinot Noir. So California Pinot Noirs. I like you like the Cabs more.
I like they're a little bolder, yes. I prefer them, but listen, if I got nothing else, I'll drink it.
The tequila, I've been drinking a lot of Casamigos tequila. A lot of tequila lately.
Really?
I heard George Clooney tell the story on Howard Stern. They replayed that interview recently about how he sold it. And did you know that like, they named it? Those are the names of his houses in Mexico. Him and Cindy Crawford's
Randy Gerber.
Randy Gerber, they both had houses, and they named their houses Casamigos. And then when they started getting in on tequila, all they wanted to do was come up with a tequila to gift to their friends. That was the goal, to make a tequila to gift to their friends. And then a tequila taster, after they came up with it, said, you know what? This is pretty good. I think I could sell this.
Didn't they
for
end
you.
Up selling it for like $1 billion?
Yeah, craziness. Yeah. I think they only owned it for a few years.
Right.
Crazy story.
Quick bill.
Yeah.
Not a quick mill. Quick bill.
Bill.
Quick bill.
For George Clooney. All right. So, Brandon Western Liquors. Get whatever you drink. They're the best holiday gifts you can buy. All right. What do we have, boys? Hashtag WS Would You Rather on Twitter.
Would you rather beat the Packers next Sunday night and lose the rest of the season, or lose the Packers and win the rest of the games?
Well, look, if you go on a win streak at the end of a year because Justin Fields is great, then that's pretty obvious. Like, Justin Fields is back. He's playing well. You're on a win streak.
At that point, you're 8-9, right? You're not getting into the postseason, so.
You but may. Justin Fields no, is- you made it 8-9.
Really?
8-9 may get you in. Look at the in-the-hunt teams.
Yeah, right now I believe the 7th seed is the Washington football team
at 5-6. So, see? Look, all I want by the end of the year is Justin Fields to string together some good games.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm interested to find out when he's going to be back playing. I mean, he's got cracked ribs. I would think you'll come back quicker from cracked ribs than you would if you had, like, cartilage issues, like the, you know, displaced rib cartilage or whatever the injury would be.
Yeah, to me.
But by the same token, I don't want him coming back until, you know, the doctors say he's fine.
Yes, yes. Give me the win streak at the end of the year because of the young quarterback.
I'll buy that as well.
You guys ready for the next one? Here we go.
Yeah,
would you rather have a St. Bernard-sized guinea pig or a guinea pig-sized St. Bernard?
We have a lot of these. I got to process this.
Guinea pig-sized St. Bernard.
It'd be cute,
that's
right?
So cute.
I don't want a guinea pig the size of a St. Bernard.
Guinea pigs smell.
So I would probably take a St. Bernard.
It was a St. Bernard, just the size of a guinea pig. A St. Bernard wouldn't smell because it's a guinea pig
what
size.
What are you going to do with a guinea pig?
No, I said guinea pig smell.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the guinea pig sized St. Bernard. Miniature St. Bernard.
Yes.
Tiny,
yes,
little
me
tiny
too.
St. Bernard.
Yeah, right. I'm with you on that. I do not want any size guinea pig.
I don't either.
Big or small. I never owned a rodent. Have you ever owned a rodent?
No, I've not.
Like the people with the hamsters that spin
never
it around?
Never had a rodent.
My sister had a hamster and it smelled really bad.
Yeah, like that never did anything to me. Like, get me a dog or don't get me anything. You know, maybe a fish. Fish back in the day, they were cool to have.
Yeah, I'm not a fish guy.
You can't pet a fish.
No, I know
fish
that.
Guy
I was
like,
a dog.
I come home and look at the aquarium. I'd rather come home and look at my television. Like, the fish doesn't do anything for me.
you could do that now on some of the screens. You could put on the fake aquarium.
Yeah, I don't need
fake
that.
Fake fire.
I'm a dog guy.
Me too, yeah.
I don't want a cat. God bless you if you want one. I don't want a cat. I want a dog. I don't need a bird. Like, I don't need a parakeet.
We had a parakeet, and he got mean because we used to
throw things at it.
But we weren't good to it, I don't
think. Crap.
We'd let him fly around the house then, too.
Well, who wants a bird flying around your house crapping on your couch?
It did speak, though. The parakeet.
What did it used to say?
Pretty bird. That was the name of it.
Wow, that's just original.
Like every
that's original.
Every kid who had a parakeet, they called it Pretty Bird.
I would have taught it to say curse words.
Pretty bird. Pretty bird.
What distinguished your bird from Donnie's bird down the street? His said pretty bird, too.
And he got mean. We'd come near that gate. It would start.
Come over and pet my bird. No, I don't want that. Like, it's give me a dog.
Was it something about Mary where the kid had the bird?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Like, I don't want a snake. I don't want an iguana. I don't want any of that crap. I don't want a turtle.
You know what we used to do back in the day? We had a field behind our house and then the railroad tracks. So we used to have toads would lay their eggs in the little, like, not streams, but puddles.
Ponds.
A pond. They would be, when it would flood, and then there would be a bunch of tadpoles.
Yeah.
We would collect the tadpoles and we would raise them in our house and little toads would get out all
You were Steve Irwin
all,
before
all
Steve
over,
Irwin was Steve
all
Irwin.
Over the house.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool though.
Hey, pretty bird.
I did have the
You had an animal kingdom in your house.
We had a little dachshund. We had a parakeet.
You had crappy animal kingdom in your house. You had toads.
Those little
and a parakeet.
Toads were cute when they would go from tadpoles to a toad. That would be fun.
Really? Would it be fun?
It would. Yeah.
You just sit there and stare at it.
No, they'd hop all over.
Then what would you do? You find one under your pillow.
They'd be all over.
Pretty bird. You had a bad wild kingdom in your house.
Your dog would eat one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh God, you got a gross wild kingdom in your house. What is going on? What the hell is going on?
You got one of those Tiger King
Got
places.
One of those great bull haircuts sitting around playing with toads.
Oh, my mom, she wouldn't let me get a cool haircut.
We all had bull haircuts.
That dumb bull haircut. Oh. I told you. I raged about that.
Oh.
What's next?
That was a nice walk down memory lane, wasn't it?
I think this
pretty
is
bird.
I think this is pretty easy, but we haven't had one jail one in a while.
No.
Would you rather spend one night in jail or one night alone in a cemetery that you know is haunted?
I'll go to the cemetery for one night knowing that it's haunted.
100%.
What is a ghost going to do to me?
Certainly not
what another inmate's going to try and do to me.
Me too. I'm with you on that. Give me that one night to this.
I think you've come to our side of the conversation when it comes to the jail talk.
My jail thoughts have always been misinterpreted on this show. I've always just told you I have a fascination.
You said fascination.
With jail life. Just like the mayor of Kingstown that's on.
Which I got to find. Add Paramount Plus to the long list of things my ass is paying for.
I can tell you what happens in the end.
Shut up.
You want to know?
No.
Jeremy Renner makes fruit punch.
He's in a lot these days. Ever since Jeremy Renner sighting. I've seen all these new things that Jeremy Renner's out with.
Why did you see the first episode?
Fruit punch.
Did you see the first episode of Mayor of Kingstown?
I did, like, most of it. I was working out trying to watch it.
Did you see the shocking event in it? So you didn't get to the shocking event. You got to watch it all the way through.
And then I had a problem with Dope Sick, the first episode. Really? I don't know if it's a problem.
Sick enough for you?
There's a lot going on. A lot of characters, a lot of things happening.
Yeah, they go back and forth in time.
A lot of jumping in time where I'm like, what year? Is this 05? Is this 12 now? Is this 1995?
If you invest yourself in it, you'll trust me, I think you'll like it.
It was late at night, so we were tired. But I'm telling you, I thought there was a lot going on.
Watch it a little bit earlier when you're not dozing off.
Okay.
I think it's an important show, too.
Did we answer the question? The Haunted Cemetery. What's next?
Haunted Cemetery.
All right. Would you rather fight Santa or Frosty? It's a holiday vibe.
Oh,
here.
That's a Frosty.
Frosty.
Yeah, Frosty's going to melt.
What's Frosty going to do?
What if it's an evil Santa?
I don't want to fight Santa.
No, I'd rather fight Frosty.
And then he's going to put you on the...
Frosty's got no mobility.
Yeah, what if he shoots an icicle right in your eye?
Bang. Snow in the face.
Boom, look, like Die Hard 2.
You fight Santa, you're on the naughty list automatically.
Oh, well,
you're screwed.
What if you don't want to be on his list?
Oh, you always want to be on Santa's good list.
Well, if he's an evil Santa, you want to be on the good Santa's
list.
Time out.
I know there's a limited... The attack options are limited with the snowman. Okay, throw an icicle. Got it. I'll wear goggles to the fight.
Watch out for the coal eyes coming off. Flying at you.
All I need to fight Frosty is a hot cup of water.
Yes.
You're done.
That's my point. That's why I'd rather fight Frosty.
You're done.
You've seen an angry, drunk Santa before? I don't want any piece of that.
Well, what if Frosty gets the hot cup of water, Abdallah, and he's really like T-1000? And he liquefies, and then he rises back up a different location.
Once you're melted, you're
not
done.
Not a T-1000.
You're creating all these new superheroes evil Santa.
I will tell you this, though.
T-1000 Frosty.
Being overseas for the holidays in Egypt, they don't add the extra padding for the Santa, so it's just a bunch of skinny brown Santas running around. I don't want to fight a bunch of skinny brown Santas, I'll tell you that. In Egypt,
Why don't they add the padding?
I don't know. It's hot. They don't add the padding. Yeah. So like you'd go around and you'd see because it is a Muslim country, but there's a lot of it's half and half basically, and so there's a lot of Santas, but they don't like it here. They just put on the red suit. So you've got a bunch of brown beards.
I don't think that's not committing to the cause.
Look, they're all like there's only one real one. The rest are all just his helpers at the malls and different things to get him the information.
I know, but if you're dressing up like somebody,
in Home Alone, the vessel is dressed up.
Right. Like, if I'm dressing up like Batman, I'm not wearing a non-Batman costume. If I'm dressing up like Santa, you got to go all the way in.
It's like dressing up as Batman without the utility belt.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or the codpiece.
All right, I don't know. I don't remember any of the entries, so you pick a winner.
All right, Santa it is.
All right, there you go.
Santa it is.
Coming up next, there was a very important, what I thought, press conference today that I was very, very interested in. We will play you some of that coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch one press conference after the other today.
You love a good press conference.
I do. Yeah. Jack Swarbrick spoke today. That's not the press conference, though, I was alluding to. But Tiger Woods spoke today. When I heard that he was... I think he did an interview yesterday with one of the golf sites.
Yes.
Where he talked about possibly returning and everything like that.
I don't want to sound like Randy Merkin, but he's jacked. He looks like he's part of his rehab has been working on his bench press as well.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, remember, he didn't have use of his leg for
3 months.
Long,
I think
time.
He wasn't able to do a lot.
This is all part of the greatest clip. And shout out to our great people and friends at Great Clips. We're having lunch with them tomorrow,
I believe,
too.
Yeah.
Coming up with some great ideas for things to do in 2022. They have been a long-friended partner of the Waddle and Sylvie Show.
Welcome to the Greatest Clips on ESPN 1000, presented by Great Clips.
He still gets me through the door, whether he's playing golf or he's talking about what happened in the accident.
Yep.
He cited the accident report for details on the accident, but he talked about his long road on his recovery.
Yeah, this one's been much more difficult. The back, the knee stuff that I had on my left knee, those operations were, I guess, one thing. Then that's one level. Then you had the back, that's another level. And then with this right leg, that was, it's just hard to explain how difficult it's been, just to be immobile for, 3 months and just lay there. And, I was just looking forward to just getting outside. That was, a goal of mine. And, especially for a person who has lived his entire life outside, that was a goal. And, finally got to that point. When transitioned from wheelchair to crutches to now nothing, it's been a lot of hard work. I'm very thankful to all the surgeons and especially the nurses who are the unsung heroes through all of it, who were there, by my bed and kept my spirits up, all my friends and family. There were some tough times in there. There were some really, really tough times, and pain got pretty great at times, but they helped me get through it, and I'm on the better side of it, but I still got a long way to go.
I'll never forget that show, Waddle. It happened during our show.
Yeah.
Or at least it happened in the morning, and the news of it then was happening during the show. And remember, like, it was like a year after Kobe, and you're like, no, is something tragic going to happen to Tiger? But he, like you said, he's on the other side of this.
They said there was a chance, albeit a fairly slight one, there was a chance that he was going to have his leg amputated.
But he said today 50-50.
Did he really?
Yeah. He said 50-50 at one time, he thought, that he could lose his leg. He was asked, obviously, about the playing again. Is he going to go back to the tour, and is there a target date? This was his response.
I'll put you this way. As far as playing at the tour level, I don't know when that's going to happen. Now, I'll play around here and there, a little hit and giggle. I can do something like that. I certainly like playing from, the USGA suggests, play forward. I really like that idea now. I don't like the tees on back, so I like play it forward. Come on, let's move it up. To see some of my shots fall out of the sky a lot shorter than they used to is a little eye-opening. At least I'm able to do it again. That's something that for a while there it didn't look like I was going to. But I'm able to participate in the sport of golf. Now, to what level, I do not know that. And, I'll keep you abreast of all of you guys abreast as progress continues to go on. Whether or not I'll be out here and at what level and when.
He did go on to explain that, kind of like after Ben Hogan's accident, he would play like two or three tournaments a year and would spend time gearing up for that one tournament, that he could foresee himself doing that.
Look, I'm not going to make another silly bet with you about him not winning another major. After he did what he did, coming back from basically his spine being fused.
Yeah.
Like, it's highly unlikely. I heard the guy's car, or I heard Jonathan and Cap talking about this today, and I think Danny asked them, do you think it's possible? Will he win another turn? I would never write it off. I don't know about a major, but I would never say he won't win again on the regular tour.
He said, like, if he didn't win after that first rehab, this would have hit him harder, but he feels almost complete now in the way he won the Masters in 19.
He's going to go. If he wants to, when he eventually gets to the Champions Tour, he'll kill.
There's another clip later in the 5 o'clock hour. It'll play you some of the toughest times during his rehab. He reflect, and he did well up. He doesn't, get emotional much, especially in the public eye. He did a little bit in another bite. Play that. I want to get to the Notre Dame topic. Who is going to be the next coach at Notre Dame? And is this a great job in football? 312-332-3776. If you want info on the Cubs and the Sox, you're going to get it. Jeff Passan's going to join us at 5:15. Waddle and Sylvie back in 2 minutes.